Thank you, Steve. Bill, our next guest you said that we had on last year, and
I
was having a difficult time remembering him, and that's because I wasn't here.
Right. You had a day off, and as is our policy here on the show, whenever you have a day off, I book better guests. I want the cream of the crop in when you're not here. So Jeff Kroll was with us last year to talk about new driving laws because, Jeff, I think you'll back me up on this. Every year these laws change. They take effect on the first of the year, and a lot of people are just not aware of these laws.
Yeah, and you guys are, first of all, killing me by having me follow up with Sammy Davis Jr., Frosty, and Petty.
I mean, you close the show.
I'm more like Rudolph kind of thing. You know, last year, for example, there were 273 new laws that went into effect, to put things in perspective.
Wow.
You know, we can't get a balanced budget. We pensions are screwed up, but last year we changed the state pie to pumpkin pie.
Right.
So, we're heading in the right direction. But, you know, this year, the big one that I think your listeners really need to be aware of is bicycles and bicycle safety. Starting January 1st, bicycles are going to be treated like motor vehicles by the Motor Vehicle Code. So they're going to have all the rights and responsibilities of a motor vehicle. And that's good and it's bad. We live in a city here that's encouraging bike use.
Sure.
You know, they're promoting it. And even today I've seen there's people coming down on bikes right now.
On the divvy bikes, yeah.
The divvy bikes. And the sad part is, you know, it's a recipe for disaster out there because we're encouraging more bicyclists out there. We're promoting biking, but we don't have the infrastructure for it. It's now bikes and trucks trying to peacefully coexist in a lane.
Yeah.
Last year, there were 6 deaths in the city of Chicago, bicyclists. 3 of them were women, and they were killed by trucks making a turn. And there's a new study that came out, and this is not a sexist. I think this is so true.
Yeah.
Women are more prone to these accidents because they follow the law more. Like if there's a stop sign, they'll stop.
Yep.
The guys won't stop. 1 in 25 bicyclists stop at stop signs. I'll bet you women, it's that number is about 20 out of 25 because they're...
We follow the rules.
You follow the rules. And most guys are knuckleheads. you know,
it's true.
It's true.
Now, there was a debate the other day as to whether or not bikers should hold true to that law. If you're riding a bike and you come upon a stop sign... Some people say, no, I'm a bike. I don't need to abide by that. But where does that stand legally?
Well, that's the million-dollar question because I think with this new law, bicyclists aren't going to stop at stop signs. They're still going to do what they do. There was this new study that came out of DePaul that they want to use the Idaho law from the state of Idaho. That's where people don't stop at stop signs on bikes. They kind of give them freedom to do what they want to do.
They only stop if there's a potato in the road,
which
right? Is that a strange law? Yeah.
But wait, they're going to get killed. I mean, I stop at a stop sign because I don't trust the cars going by.
Sure.
I'm not doing it because I don't know if it's a law or not, but you know, if you're on a bike, you'll stop at an intersection to make sure it's clear to proceed.
And the problem is right now what this study came out and said was women are kind of in the blind spot because they're stopped alongside the truck.
Yeah.
Whereas guys, they're idiots. They're going to move forward and get past the truck so the truck sees them. And that's how 3 of these deaths occurred.
Yeah.
I represent Ginny Murray, who was the first divvy bike death in North America. Horribly sad case that was preventable, but they just didn't see her. And she was doing everything that the divvy and everything that people
That's
wanted
awful.
Her to do. It's horrible.
Yeah.
So there's this conflict going on right now, and it's going to get worse, unfortunately, because we don't have like a dedicated bike lane throughout the city of Chicago. People use bikes anywhere and everywhere. This new study, which I thought was fascinating, going from parts of the city, from part A to part B, was faster taking a bike than Uber or public transportation.
Right.
So to me, it's mind-boggling where you get more and more people on the road with bikes, but this is just a disaster waiting to happen.
I have a question about bike riding. In the suburbs, I don't know if the laws correspond to what's going on in Chicago, but taking your dog for a walk, usually the dog's leading ahead of you, come to a corner, there are high bushes on both sides, the dog leads turning the corner, there's kids on bikes, sometimes adults on bikes on the sidewalk, they're going to kill my dog.
Yeah.
Are they supposed to be riding on the sidewalk?
You know, it depends on the municipality. There's different ordinances. You know, for example, where I live, you're not supposed to have your bike on the sidewalk.
Ever.
Ever. But they do.
They don't enforce that.
Parents don't want their children with bikes in the street.
I know.
So it's a double-edged sword. You know, which one is it? Do you want to be breaking the, quote, law and having your children ride on a sidewalk? I have an 8-year-old. I have 2 kids. I have an 8-year-old and a 15-year-old. And somewhat of an uplifting story here. My 15-year-old Jack, who at the rate he's going in school, will be driving a fork truck someday because mm-hmm. he's just not getting it right mm-hmm. now and not having fun. But he's a great kid. But the safety of these children scares the heck out of me. It just scares me because you see these people on bikes, these divvy bike riders, they're crazy driving down.
And they're on the sidewalk too. Isn't it illegal in Chicago to be on the sidewalk?
It is. There's so many. But where do they go? Where do they go?
Stay on the right, on the side of the street, and then you hope no one hits you.
And then you get what's known as a dooring accident where someone opens their door and you run into the door.
Jeff, I drive a big wheel to work. Are the laws going to change for me? Here's a quick question. I've seen this happen twice in the city. There will be a bike lane.
I can't get the visual out of my head.
Me on a big wheel? I'll send you a picture. Yeah. You'll love the picture.
It's his Christmas card right this year.
All right. So you come to an intersection. You have a bike lane. And there will be a sign that says that it's okay for pedestrians to walk, but you have a bike coming down the bike lane. Who has the right of way? Does the biker have the right of way in the bike lane? Or does the pedestrian who has the walk light, do they have the right of way?
January 1st, I will tell you it's the pedestrian.
It is.
Because those bicyclists have to follow the rules of the road.
Yeah.
But the reality is that's not going to happen. It's not. Some of these people, I got to tell you, when I filed these lawsuits on behalf of bicyclists, they were on TV and they were in the newspapers. The people are adamant one side or the other on pro-bike or anti-bike.
Yeah.
And to me, it's just amazing. You've got the younger generation that's pro-bike. That's how they get along. You know, they don't have cars now.
Right.
They don't need anything. But then you've got, I don't want to say I'm in the older generation because I'm, you know.
You're very young.
Yeah.
We all are, guys.
I drove a unicycle to school.
You did?
Back in the day.
He went to clown college.
Went to Marist High School. So
same thing.
Yeah. But it's interesting because January 1st isn't going to change anything. I think if anything, there's going to be more deaths because you're going to have, as Wendy said, the women that are going to be the rule followers.
Yeah.
They're going to do what the rules say. There's going to be others that don't know the rules. There's going to be the other set that's like, I'm not stopping at a stop sign. And then you're going to have truckers that, you know, it's my lane of traffic.
I'll plow through.
I'll make the right-hand turn. And that's the scary part right now.
We have to take a break. 312-981-7200. We have a couple of questions lined up. And we are talking to Jeff Kroll. Partner where?
Salvi, Shostak, and Pritchard.
And how do people contact you?
312-372-1227, and our website is salvilaw.com.
All right, we'll continue in a moment. It's Bill Leff, Wendy Snyder, 720 WGN.
It's Bill Leff, and it's Wendy Snyder. Our guest is Jeff Kroll, an attorney for Salvi, Shostak, and Pritchard, and we're talking about the new driving laws, and you'll also be affected if you're a bicycle rider, that go into effect on January 1st. These are new things you need to be aware of for your own safety, for your own good.
Yeah. One of the other big issues that is now going to be law in Illinois effective January 1st, and candidly, I always thought this was the law, but I just found out it was not the law everywhere. If a school bus is stopped and there's children boarding or getting off the bus, you have to stop.
Yeah.
No more passing the bus. Just, you know, sometimes you don't, I can't believe people would do it, but it's happened. There's been a lot of tickets.
I've seen it. But don't they have a little stop sign that comes out? So you have to treat that as a stop sign.
We got stop signs everywhere that don't stop.
Yeah, I guess.
Is this on both sides of the road, the side that the bus is stopped on and the other side as well?
I don't know that, but I hope so.
Yeah.
I sure hope so.
It should be.
I stop no matter what. You know, last year when we talked, Bill, one of the new laws was if those trucks, if recycling trucks with their lights on, you've got to stay away to the left because some of these people driving these recycling trucks would get out and do something and get plowed. People are careless. That's the bottom line. They're in a hurry, and you know their gamble, you know, sadly costs lives.
You're not going to get there on time if you're dead. I'm going to put that on my tombstone.
That should be on there. But you can't expect people, Jeff, to be focusing on the road when they're texting and playing video games on their phone. That's impossible.
Well, yeah, distracted driving. I don't know how you police it any better. I have seen police officers texting while driving.
Yeah, I know.
Today when I drove downtown, there was a woman that had like a German Shepherd on her lap on the Eisenhower during rush hour driving.
And the German Shepherd was texting. No, that should never happen.
She was German Shepherd was driving, which made it more disturbing.
That I guess. That seems all right.
But and by the way, Springsteen, Santa Claus is coming to town. How is that one not?
I know, that should be in there.
Yeah, but this texting, here's why it's scary. And my son that's 15, you know, Wendy, your son that's 17, what is frightening to me is they think it's not a big deal to look down and check out a text while driving. The average person that does that, it takes 5 seconds to look down, read the text.
Yeah.
If you're traveling 55 miles an hour, you're traveling 80 feet per second. In those 5 seconds, you've covered more than Soldier Field.
Yeah.
A lot can happen in five. Yeah. You know, a lot's not happening at Soldier Field.
Nothing's happening at Soldier Field.
But a lot can happen in 5 seconds when you've got a motor vehicle, especially a truck or what have you.
Right. Go on.
I was just going to say the kids are better than adults.
They are.
Because they're scared of it now. They've been brought up when texting was always happening. It's new to us, and I see more adults texting. Kids are better about it.
Well, I'm sure on Lakeshore Drive, no different than coming down the Eisenhower or the Stevenson, it's amazing what people are doing while driving. They could be texting, eating, having something in the...
Putting mascara on.
Putting mascara... Well, I got caught doing that once. Never... That was a mistake. It was with the German Shepherd.
Oh, was it? All right, fine. Then you're okay.
Yeah.
All right, so they passed the law a couple of years ago that it is illegal in the state of Illinois to text and drive at the same time. I have never once seen anyone pulled over for texting while driving, and I see people texting constantly. On my way into work every day, more people are texting than not texting while I'm driving in. Why aren't the cops doing something
and
about
Bill,
this?
And, Bill, if I may add, they don't hide it. They're not
no,
like the
no
phone
one's
isn't down
it.
Here. It's upright. I mean, any officer sitting there can see that.
Like I said, I think we're having a difficult time policing it, and I no pun intended, but I mean, if they would be so busy writing tickets, but if it saves a life,
right, then it's worth it.
It's worth it. And you know, sadly, with our firm, we're seeing so much of this texting, and the sad part is you don't really know the true data, because if you get in an accident, the first thing you're not going to say is I was texting. Everybody's in denial on that because it's such a...
But they could check a phone record. If somebody hit me with a car, I would demand that they take the phone away and check the records.
And that's the first thing we do is because that doesn't lie.
Yeah.
That information's there. You know what else is now? The eye in the sky, there's cameras everywhere, which is amazing. You can see now, I've got a case now that's going to trial next year where the camera is picking up the driver using his phone and texting as he's going through a red light. You talk about, you know, why aren't these people safer, what have you. They're doing it. And I don't know how it stops it until it's them.
Right.
All right, there's a listener who has a great question. If we could backtrack a little bit and go back to the bikes. John, this is something I think we were taught when we were younger to how you should ride the bike on a street. Go ahead.
You talking to me? You should drive on the other side of the street so you can see the car coming at you, and you can see if he can see you. You also will not run into somebody opening their door because they see you coming. You're not coming from behind.
And it's funny.
The only thing you should be doing is watching people's turn signals when you get to the corner.
If they use them.
Sign, you watch the guy. Let's say he's going to make a left in front of you because you're on the I'm on the opposite side of the street. I can see his turn signals. You watch everybody's turn signals. You see if they're going to turn in front of you. You can't see a person's turn signal if he's going to turn in front of you if you're on the same side of the street and he's coming up behind you.
All right,
that makes sense.
That makes total
sense.
Perfect
sense.
That's to be honest with you, that's how we were taught as kids to go against traffic.
Right.
Thank you, John.
Thanks, John.
And then John brought up a couple great points there. And my one concern is these people making a right-hand turn that are stopped. Whether or not they have their signal on, their focus is on traffic coming from their left.
Of course, sure.
They're not going to be looking for the bicyclist coming alongside them on the right.
Yeah.
And that's where these deaths are occurring. And, you know, if I had advice for my child riding a bike, I don't know what it would be now. Because you're in trouble if you ride on a sidewalk. You're going to get killed if you drive on some of these city streets.
Right.
I don't know what else to tell them.
Ride a stationary bike.
There are fewer accidents
on stationary bikes than any other bike.
You're like the Shell answer man.
He is.
Right. Thank you.
Take
for
the
that.
S away.
Yeah.
But honestly, you just have to pay attention out there, everyone. If you're on a bike or in a car or in a truck, there is a blind spot that's always there. You have to pay attention or you're going to get hit.
Yeah.
Two minor things that I think are interesting. Number one, if you get arrested because you don't have insurance, that's going up. If you don't have insurance coverage, what I think is amazing, if I go to get my driver's license today at the Secretary of State, they're not checking to determine whether or not I have insurance.
They don't?
Why?
I don't understand that. That's a great checks and balance. And
yeah.
The other thing, my 15-year-old, and Wendy, I don't know if your 17-year-old had this, but I love this. In driver's education classes now, they're going to inform the students what to do when they're pulled over by a police officer.
Yeah. They should totally do that.
Information I could have used back in the day. But
I thought you get out of the car. I know
well,
now you don't.
Well, they used to say to. I remember, in driver's ed, they told us to.
To get out of the car
now,
and show them you have nothing in your hands.
Now there's a gun drawn on you if you do that.
Right.
So I think it's a valuable lesson.
Yes.
But it's a necessary one with today's society.
Absolutely.
And kind of what's going on.
No question. That's Jeff Kroll. He's an attorney over at Salvi, Shostak, and Pritchard. And if people want to get in touch with you for any reason, what's the best way to do that, Jeff?
Two ways. Email is jkroll, K-R-O-L-L, at salvilaw.com, and then through our website, salvilaw.com.
Great to see you. Have a great
Thanks.
Holiday.
Thank you.
We'll
find out what Roe and Anna have next. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.